Welcome to So Over Podcast, the podcast of fans talking about everything wrestling, mainly focused on WWE. And today I have Macho Martin
Oh, yeah.
and me, Emmy Blaze. And we're going to get into it about Raw and SmackDown in that order. So let's talk about one of the biggest highlights of the week, which was John Cena and Cody Rhodes coming out to the ring and having a bit of a roast with a little bit of hard hits in there. Any thoughts about that?
I thought it was amazing. I thought
Yeah.
it was great. This is probably one of the best promos I've seen between these two. The other promos, we'll get kind of bored of just seeing her, like, boo-hooing and, having his little moments, and yeah, he's just whining, I guess, in the last promos. But these ones are quite good, and the fact that the it's kind of like a battle in a sense, but with some of the comments, and I felt like a senior swallowed a dictionary. He came out with some great stuff, and he was great, and so was Rhodes, and some of the comments in there were quite close to the nail, I suppose. It was really good. Very impressed.
I think we've been saying for the last few weeks since they've been having these battles that it didn't feel very structured, at least when John was talking. It didn't feel like he, when he's talking, like he's trying to appear as a heel or something, or it seemed a little bit, I don't know, like mismatched. Like it'd be like he's moaning at a little kid, or something like that. Which is fine because it still gets across that he's a heel, but him sort of the fight between him and Cody, it now feels like there's a real fight now. Especially with some of the comments, like he called Cody a Nepo baby. And he basically kept referring to him as an errand boy as well.
Yeah,
Errand boy. Which was
and
like,
the nice comment about how he said that that Cody Rhodes was fabricated, but the nice hit back that actually John Cena was more fabricated because of the one person we can't mention who's now not in charge.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because there could be a little bit of like, obviously they're professional and everything, but there could be real bad blood because, rumor had it was that Cody was supposed to be the heel, and then John had to fall in line in that way and sort of do this last sort of WrestleMania stint as a heel. So there could be a little bit of real, real energy into that, into the dispute, especially from John. And he also said something, all you've ever done is steal money from millionaires' kids. And I was like, what? I was trying to work out what he meant by that. Was he meaning like, because he's fake, he's stolen money from people's kids? I don't know. Did you know where that came from? Does that make any sense to you?
That bit, they said a lot, and I said there was quite a lot of stuff in there, and it was really good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't said a lot, so
And then Cody also said that you can't wrestle. Like, no,
yeah,
like,
that was a great one at the
in the,
end.
that people have chanted about John that he can't wrestle.
You can't wrestle. Yeah, I think there's been comments in the old social media, isn't there, that all of them, people have mentioned that he actually can't wrestle anyway. Or some sort of little dig, and obviously he's supposed to be a gimmick, right? He can't actually wrestle.
I mean,
Yeah, no, it's very good. It's very good.
I feel like Cody's doing a little bit of going a bit for people out of character because he's always so composed, and he keeps dropping like the sugar honey iced tea word.
Yeah.
It's
No
sort
one
of,
is the nice guy.
yeah, it feels a bit more hard hitting, like he's turning a bit more hard hitting than sort of like.
Yeah.
So,
I
I
mean,
think there's this whole worry that he is getting people getting bored of him, right, as well, like of his speeches, because they're very like compelling.
it's great, because these comics are actually getting quite personal, but that's what makes it so entertaining and so much more realism to it,
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm all for it. I think it's great. I think sometimes they probably might step over the bar a little bit, but I guess it's all in like fair game and love and war and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, we'll talk later about the latest promo that has got everyone talking. But
That's a good one too.
yeah, but this was very good, I agree. I
Yeah.
know we'll probably be jumping about on this because there's so much to talk about. What about Jey Uso versus Gunther?
Oh yeah, that was quite that was entertaining, We knew it's kind of foregone conclusion that the Uso wasn't gonna win. Because he is the champion of Gunther, and he was great. It was actually quite a nice little match. But then obviously it got a bit extreme with the old tying him up and then beating him up in front of his brother sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that was good. Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. It was good.
You enjoyed Jey Uso being all, tied up by like
Yeah.
cape ties and Jimmy absolutely pouring with blood.
Yeah, bring it on. More stuff like that, please.
Being defaced.
Yeah,
I did like
go on,
obviously
Gun. Go on, Gunther.
I was there. I was in the crowd and there were some people shouting stuff that I will not repeat that Gunther should do to this to Jimmy, which I thought I was quite
Right.
shocked. I was like, okay, I'm with a bunch of psychopaths as I watched you in the crowd. But yeah, it was. I mean, I actually at that point, I think I went to get like a drink or something. I went to the toilet.
Just so random. Why'd you go when he's getting a beating?
I think it was because I saw Jay come out. No, Jimmy. Sorry, Jimmy come
Oh,
out,
okay.
and then I was like, "Oh, take a toilet break," and it's back.
Yeah, because he takes 15 minutes to do
He
his walk
takes
down
him.
normally, right?
Yeah, Jimmy even takes quite a long time as well, but. Yeah, I don't know. So no, I mean Jay, he didn't come out, and I didn't really feel like I was hoping he was going to come through the crowd, and I think
Doing his
he tried to
usual.
get an aisle seat as well, but
Oh, classic.
yeah, he didn't. He came into he came in at
Oh,
the
the
sort
one
of
time he doesn't run through the crowd and
no,
wind up being up for 20 minutes.
exactly. And so that was a bit not as fun. I was kind of
No.
looking forward to that. But yeah, but there you go. Like, I mean, Jimmy, he was getting proper bad. And where were
Yeah, he
the
was.
officials? Where were the officials? You know what I
Oh
mean?
yeah, that was a good point. Normally we've got like 50 refs turning up, like
Yeah.
giving them a shove and everything like that, and going naughty, naughty.
Yeah.
But there weren't no one, was there? They ran out of money that week or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, nobody came out. Like, this guy is just like pouring with blood. Like, Gunther, like who's calling the police? No arrests as usual.
Yeah,
He just
crazy.
raises the title and they're like, bad boy.
Yeah, naughty.
He's almost, I think, Jimmy looks kind of dead or something. He's like, what's going on? As usual, useless.
Yeah,
Is that
no,
Adam Pearce?
it was entertaining, it was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Gonna jump a little bit as well to Bianca Belair and well Bianca Belair, she's refereeing the Rhea Ripley and Io Sky match.
Yeah.
What did you think
I thought she looked
Bianca
great.
coming out? Oh, you liked her outfit,
Yeah. That's a
did
great referee outfit. Why can't they all wear that?
you? Yeah, I know. Does she
Even
make
the
that
guys can
herself?
wear it. I don't mind.
What's that?
I said even the guys can wear it. That's fine.
Yeah, I know. She was looking quite saucy in that, got to say.
Yeah. They even complimented her, didn't they? The commentary on how she actually made that outfit herself.
Oh,
That
did
was quite
they?
nice.
You know
Yeah,
what?
it did, yeah.
So you guys, I mean, obviously I watched the show live in the stadium, but we
Oh,
can't
because you wouldn't get the
hear.
commentary, so.
Yeah, we can't hear the commentary, which sucks, you know, because I actually really like Wade Barrett. I think he's hilarious. As I was saying before, he comes in with his own theme song, and he comes and does a when he when you know when they come in. So like they'll have like some sort of side match at the beginning, and then the commentators come in, and then when he comes in, he, as I said to you before, he does like a like some weird punch in the air off the stairs, and everyone goes quite
I
wild
mean,
for him.
it's a shame really, because there is quite a bit of potential. I mean, if you all you had to do was like hook up your Wi-Fi ear headphones or something, you could just list put one ear pod in or something
Yeah.
like that, have commentary in one ear and still be in the crowd. I mean, they do that with like snooker, where you can actually like get in inner ear pieces. I know it's a completely different sport, and you know it's kind of like a silent room otherwise,
Yeah.
but you know the potential's there.
I think I don't know if that's just for filming wise. I was watching a wrestling that was on yesterday, and it was for Major League Wrestling, I think. Matt Riddle was on it, and they I think that you could hear the commentary there. It just sounded a bit echoey, but I think
Right,
in
okay.
the
Maybe it's
commentary,
feedback or something.
yeah, it was a little bit echoey, but it was still like I think the crowd could hear the commentary. But it does make a big difference, because part of why you watch wrestling, for me anyway, is also because of the commentary. Like, I do really enjoy
Extra.
it.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
just added an extra element to viewing it on TV. It's no different to football, is it?
Yeah,
You know, you
exactly.
get a commentary when you watch it at home. Slightly different.
Yeah, just add something to
It's
it.
just an added layer, that's all it is. It's an added layer of.
Yeah, I mean, I still enjoyed it, but I think I, in some ways, it's like I'm almost like I wish I could just watch this at home, sort of thing. At
Yeah,
this.
that's what I mean. You want a bit of both, really, don't you, in the end of the day? I
Yeah.
mean, if you've got the option just to put in just something in your ear or something like that, even that'll do. You know, you could do half and half, and you're still going to be within the crowd and at the moment, so
Yeah. No,
yeah.
definitely. But
That's it.
yeah, so Bianca, she was she looked wonderful. I also think she put in a lot of effort into being a referee. I know that.
Did you see her practicing her 1-2-3 count?
Yeah, she was like, it's kind of cute.
It's
She was really
like
trying.
she'd forgotten how to count to three. She had to practice that bit.
Yeah, well, I guess it's like, you know, maybe she still had some nerves and stuff, so she was trying. Like the thing what I like about Bianca is that she always gives everything she does 110%, you know,
Yeah, she's great.
even the referee, like even though
Yeah,
it was
it's her.
for even like I mean some people were saying that in the crowd were like she's slow counting. I didn't think she was slow counting. I don't
I
know.
didn't think she slowed down at all.
No.
Not from our, not from, well, from my perspective, TV perspective, I didn't think she slowed counted. I think
Exactly.
she's done all right.
I was in the crowd, and I thought I could see that she was, you know, she was putting that, she was doing, you know, the counts as she should, and she was
Yeah, there's no
counting.
worse than these other blooming refs. Some of them are awful.
Yeah, exactly. And she was getting beaten up a bit, and she put up with a lot. She did put up with quite a lot, because I think obviously she got a bit of booze and stuff when she sort of said she'd had enough and that there was
Oh,
disqualification.
yeah, she cancelled the match. She disqualified Rhea, right?
Yeah, I think
Yeah, no.
she'd really put in it, like she'd been taking a few beatings and just got on with it, and then it just got to a point
Yeah.
where it's just like no.
Mama's not, mommy's not really, not a very happy bunny.
No, but I mean, it's like kind of like I love Rhea as well, but I'm just
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
why is Bianca getting booed? I know that she's being a bit heely at the time, but I was just like, you still got to respect that she's the EST. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't.
Yeah, no, which is, you know, we love them both, don't we? They're the biggest stars
Yeah.
in the game, to be fair. They all are. I mean, we like all, I like all three of them.
Yeah,
That's probably why I have an
ESI.
issue, I guess.
And Io Sky is still kind of free, was almost freewheeling her own match again.
It's kind of hard. It's as we mentioned before, you know, she's up against some of the biggest stars. They've got the most biggest following. They make the most impact, I feel, in the women's division of WWE in terms of like their character and mannerism and stuff. And you know, it's so hard to compete with that.
Yeah.
So she's up against it. I mean, I think she's doing great. She as much as she can. But yeah, it's just it's very difficult.
It's very hard, yeah, because she is like, it's almost like a joke within the joke that she is the third wheel in this matchup or something. But
Yeah, I
then she
mean,
also really is the third wheel, like, because the other two are so, have been champions for so long.
Yeah, we've got to give her a, yeah, it's difficult. We'll see how it plays out. I kind of hope she doesn't lose, but I mean, how long are you gonna keep this feud up between the three of them? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this is gonna be like quite snappy. Yeah. So we're gonna go on to SmackDown,
Okay.
unless there was something you were burning to talk about in.
Well, I'm not burning to talk about. I will do a I don't know, quick five, quick 2 minutes.
Okay.
So, Pete from down the street,
Pete Dunne.
he's got a new tag team partner. I don't know much about this guy. Who's
Okay,
this
so
guy?
that's Tyler Bate.
Okay.
Yeah, so Tyler Bate, is I always liked his theme, his first initial theme tune. He used to have very long hair, like kind of mid-length long hair. I thought he's a good wrestler. He's English, he's from NXT UK. And I think he had made it over to NXT, just normal NXT. So this was probably his first like main roster appearance, but I could.
He's very well reciprocated amongst the crowd.
Yes, we like
But
Tyler Bay. Yeah.
the two of them together, my
Yeah.
God, you would not put those two in a park.
No, why? What is why? What's your point?
It's like you got Pete with his crutch, and he got the tiny little guy, like, look like he hangs around like trees and stuff or something, or just like
Yeah.
in bushes or something. They both look as creepy as ever. But they suit as a tag team.
Okay. That's so funny. I mean,
I think they make a good tag team. I'm actually quite intrigued, because normally Pete from down the street is a bit. He's a bit. I don't know. I'm not quite a fan
yeah.
on his own as his solo. But as the two of them, I
Yeah.
was quite interested actually. So that just to say, you know, that caught my eye a bit. And I quite enjoyed the match actually, so
I'd hope to see more of them.
them too. More than I can't remember who they faced, to be fair. Who was
Yeah,
it?
so funny, isn't it? Goodness, who did they face?
Xavier Woods, wasn't it? Sorry. Huh?
The New Day. Oh yeah,
Yeah,
they.
New Day. So yeah, I couldn't care less about New Day, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I was actually intrigued by Pete and the other guy, so
Tyler.
I was quite, yeah, I was just a quick mention really of
Yeah, I mean, no, it's like
Pete and down the
I'm
street.
excited for. To see more Tyler Bate, you know, I feel
Yeah.
like he's great. He's good people's. Hopefully, we'll see the two up again. That would be nice.
Yeah, no, it was good. I
Yeah.
quite enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good.
I don't know if it was a London thing though. Hopefully, it's not just because oh, it was in London. So they.
Oh, no, I hope not as well. I know we had Dirty Dom and the dog going at it again. I was kind of like, we've seen this match, move on to the next.
Yeah.
That kind of didn't excite me really.
No.
And then you had Logan Paul back, didn't we?
You did have Logan Paul. I was there.
AJ Styles.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit of a promo for him, wasn't it?
For AJ.
Yeah, kind of both of them really, because Paul don't turn up anyway, does he?
I mean, he's been
That
turning
he's
up the
like he's like a
last.
part timer,
He's
so he
been turning
barely
up the last
turns
few
up.
bits and bobs, hasn't he? He has been a bit.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really do much when he does turn up,
He's more of a talker, does a little throw
Yeah.
somebody on the floor, and then that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, but yeah, it was just a quick promo. But other than that, and then you got a last one, which is the Jays. Jay the Uso, sorry.
Yes.
And Mr. Gunther.
Yeah, Gunther. I was cheering for him as he entered. I don't know why. Just the presence of Gunther. He's got a lot of presence. Because
Yeah, yes.
I know, like maybe he doesn't look like much. You know, he comes out with his coat and his boots, like some
Yeah,
soccer or something.
yeah.
But you know,
Anyway,
it's quite a
okay.
strong look. He's got a strong look going on.
All right, let's move on then.
Yeah, so let's move on to one of the bigger promos as well. We'll go to Tiffany and Charlotte. Ooh.
This is another great promo. What can I say?
Yeah.
Even from Tiffy, Tiffy normally is like a bit disappointing with her promos on the camera,
Yeah.
but this time they proper had some personal comments in that one. That was
Yes.
a good one, but from both sides, more so Tiffy this time. I think she stepped up her game. I suppose it didn't help with Chicago booing the
Charlotte.
Flair so much.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't get a word in edgeways, which is, normally she's quite good at controlling the crowd, even if she gets the boos, but they really were going for it.
Yeah.
But both had great personal hits. It's very good.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like exactly like I think it all got a bit derailed a little bit by the response that they got from the crowd, from the Chicago crowd. And let's talk about the outfits. Should we start with the outfits? We had two lace ensembles from the two. They seem to be doing this weird parallel thing where they
Yeah,
come
they do.
in the
Yeah, it
same
did look like they were
outfit.
with some sort of top on or something, sort of color.
Yeah, the sort of like last time they were coming out as Las Vegas strippers, and this time
Yeah,
they're coming out like, I don't know,
it's pretty much
boudoir. Yeah,
the
slight boudoir
same,
look.
really. Yeah, boudoir, more trash.
I wonder who's sort of choreographing that, because it doesn't sound like they're all on the same page.
No, definitely not.
So all I could say was, I actually thought, I know that people would disagree, that I thought Charlotte looked the best out of the two. I felt like Tiffy looks like she was on her way to Butlins or Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Butlins, that's a bit high class, maybe she'd go down a bit Pontins.
Pontins, yeah, she's going down to Pontins with her. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying she looked like she was on her way. And she wasn't, you know,
Yeah,
with her mates to get some more lip filler as she does.
definitely get some back. Why
And
not?
then Charlotte, like I felt like this was, I mean, Charlotte also looked, you know, like she was going to the club night of Butlins, but she could have been
Pontin.
also performing at a music video award ceremony as well.
Cruise ship.
Cruise ship. She could have been doing a cruise ship, but I felt like it was slightly up class, you know, just slightly. But yeah, like I would say this went really off script, really bad. This was like proper below the belt. I don't think it was
Yeah, it was.
it wasn't written like it wasn't they went off, and you can even see it in Wade Barrett's reaction. He didn't know
He did
what was
have a
going on.
giggle, didn't
Yeah, he didn't know what was going on. And
he?
then and Tiff, like, you know, Tiffy, she was obviously the one that I think was derailing it. It may have even been the way how Charlotte couldn't control the crowd, so she said, You're so squeaky, Tiffy. I can't understand
Yeah.
you.
The stupid baby noises. Yeah, I think she kind of lost it then. I
Yeah.
think she kind of lost all her comebacks.
Well, it's almost like she knew what that she was going to say that or something, because she was quite, I mean, unless she's like proper, smart mouthed or something, because it seemed a bit hard, like a bit of a like a bomb to throw in there. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
Tiffy brought her A game. She definitely did.
Yeah, and then she said also about Charlotte was drinking in her father's basement at 25, and I was like, I don't know. I mean, maybe this is common knowledge to a lot of people, and maybe Charlotte's had some problems or something. So it's sort of like, because that was something apparently the execs in WWE, they on their socials they asked them to cut that off, to
Oh,
cut off,
really?
yeah, from
Interesting.
before they even got into the talking about because basically the worst thing is about the failed marriages, right?
Oh, yeah, the three in a row.
Three to
Count.
what? 3-0, and she said that you're alone, outside.
Yeah, 3-0, yeah.
Yeah, and is and then
Being
that's
the
when,
second best for a dad.
yeah, it was just a bit. I mean, to be honest, I think the sort of nepo babies there, like because obviously it was said to Cody, and it now it's said to Charlotte. They kind of know that's going to happen, so they don't really mind that. But I think when you say stuff about people's marriages and stuff,
Personal lives.
their
I think it was in the
mental
comment
health
because
or something.
Charlotte saying about the boyfriend DMing her.
Yeah, but I think she said that as like she because that because she didn't expect her to say about the marriages, so she it, like the way how she slapped back was almost like it was really like, okay, I'm going to get the last word in here, and I'm good, like she's going off script, so I'm going to go off script. And then Kaiser has said something on his Twitter or something that not, don't kid yourself, Charlotte. So it's double. I felt a bit bad for Charlotte, to be honest. I felt like,
Yeah, but I mean, in previous times, she has been the better one in the battles, to be fair, on the previous promos in terms of derailing Tiffy.
yeah.
So, to be honest, I mean, it's all fair game,
Well, is
I
it
think.
fair?
They both went off on script as they saw, and it's getting very personal. But as I've said, with the Cena and Cody thing, it was exactly the same. And yeah, for entertainment wise, it's great. But
Maybe there's like things where they're kind of okay with certain things, but with Charlotte, it must be really have been really hard for her to come back with her
yeah,
being
it
going
probably
through the
was, yeah.
divorce recently, and then her ex-husband is still on the show. He's even on the SmackDown show, so apparently Kaiser's actually taking the brunt for this, and he's already not in good books with Triple H apparently.
Oh, what has he
And
done?
needs to watch himself, because he should, because basically when they took it off the socials, when he retaliated, they weren't happy because he was drawing more attention to it again. And then
Yeah,
apparently,
no, I can understand that from a business point of view.
exactly, and then apparently Kaiser, it has not been happy, as he's sort of been making noise about not wanting to just be a jobber, like trying to make Penta look good, like he's sort of like,
Yeah, to be honest, I can understand that as well because, Penta has just come in, like you've mentioned it in previous weeks. You know, they're making a big deal out of this guy, and there's no like build up. They've just gone straight in there and then given him all this like over emphasis on his character and who he is. I'm not taking anything away from it in terms of, it is kind of entertaining, and he's a good wrestler, but as he hasn't really put in the work, and they're probably beefing him up, like you've mentioned in previous weeks, too much. And yeah, Kaiser has been like the
The jobber.
one who has to get beaten, I guess.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I get what he's coming from, It's just
I'll
really
tell you.
hard because it obviously people want things to go their way. It seems like you just have to suck it up and take it, you know. But they didn't seem to know what they were doing with him. So that's the rumor mill. Okay, and also what I was going to talk about, Pretty Deadly fight talk with Melo Don't Miz.
Oh, quite a deadly talk. Who was that?
So they kind of just had a little promo just talking to what's it called? Mello Don't Miz, Mello and the Miz, and there was
Was this just after or in between the Motor City
I think it was in
thing
between.
match?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of made a cup of tea.
So, yeah, I think so. Yeah, that makes
I
sense.
went off. I was like, "Oh crikey, it's Motor City, wherever it is,
Yeah, I know.
and DIY again." I was like, "Oh, that's it.
I
I'm
think
off."
I went to the
I
loo.
just went and made a cup of tea, and I came back to it actually finished.
Okay, so Kevin Owen and his neck injury, what
It
do
was
you
an
think?
interesting one. I
Yeah.
wasn't expecting it. It was an interesting announcement.
Yeah.
Just came out in the middle of the blue, really. Obviously, it sounded quite serious,
Yes.
so. It was nice that he told the fans. I think that's quite a nice thing to have for a change,
Yeah.
rather than just going off. So, yeah, I thought it was quite a nice little piece that he actually, made it. He was quite considerate about, telling people that he's going to be out for a while and stuff like that. So, yeah,
Yeah.
I had nothing wrong with it really.
Yeah, it sounds pretty serious. I think so. I watched an interview where he said he did confirm it. He said originally there was a leak or something from I think one of the somebody was supposed somebody shouldn't have known about it that sort of like knew about it. It was supposed to be like when they say some of this stuff's quite confidential. And that he was told that it was going to be kept confidential and stuff like that. So I think he was not very happy that there was this leak, and also that he wasn't able to sort of say himself. And he's because obviously it's a big thing for him to not be able to do WrestleMania, and also probably to let Randy down as well. So yeah, I think it sounds. Sounds quite sad, really, I think.
Yeah, I think that, well, medical things, if they are to be kept personal, they should be. That's
Yeah.
just common working practice. It's not difficult.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not good.
No.
It makes sense why they'd come out and say it before the press got
Yeah.
hold of it too much, as things spread around, rather than making out that he's not turned up or whatever, and it's just rumors. So, yeah, it's a bit of a sad one. Yeah, you've got to feel bad for Randy, but do you think they will let Randy be in the WrestleMania anyway because he was on the roster? Maybe he'll just turn up for something else, maybe a bit of a surprise or something.
Yeah, because there's actually a couple of rumors as well that it may even be the last time for the tribal chief as well. There's rumors that he may retire at WrestleMania, so it won't just be
Okay.
Cena's final moment. It may also be his, so I wonder if he would do something like a Legend Killer thing to
Maybe to Roman Reigns.
which would be a bit random, but
Yeah, maybe he's just got personal sickness things, obviously we know about. Maybe that's the reason,
yeah,
and
maybe.
it's a way out in a sense that it's time to. It doesn't mean they won't come back, for like personal, these appearances, just
Yeah.
because it's the end of the full time. You
Yeah.
know, that quite often they pay these star these people, like Cena or whatever, and other stars, to come back to like these WrestleManias and main events, and just for like, just to turn up for shows. It brings in the crowds, and sometimes it brings in bigger crowds, knowing that they're going to turn up, or it gives them a better rating to be scarce sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a bit sad, but it's just one of those things. We'll just see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a weird one. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's, I think people are really, really emotional about this injury because they don't know what it means for him as well. So, yeah. So anyways, pretty bad. He came out wearing the Hart, Bret the Hitman Hart jacket, which was
Yeah, it's a nice jacket.
cute. So yeah. So yeah, so that was one of the sort of upsets, I think, because I don't think anyone would, you wouldn't sort of do that so close to WrestleMania, because that means they'd probably have to rejig a few things and make some new things up. Obviously they've got Jacob Fatu who wins against Bron Breakker.
Yeah,
Uh,
actually,
Bron,
it was.
sorry, Braun Strowman, not Bron Breakker.
Yeah, no, I actually enjoyed this match. I was like, oh no, not again. This is getting really tedious. Like the amount of times they keep doing the same stuff again, the usual SmackDown malarkey that they keep doing, the same old matches. This was actually quite and just made a change because of the rules. Where I had to have like a 10-second count out, last man standing, I guess. That was quite nice, and actually, they did throw themselves around a bit, which I quite enjoyed. So it did make a nice change from the usual matches that we see every week, which is kind of
The same
frustrating.
matches.
Yeah, same old, same old. So at least the rules were different, so it was slightly entertaining this one, a bit more than the usual ones. The usual ones we kind of switch off a bit, so. Jacob to fight LA Knight, which he's kind of already done three or four times already. So it's nothing really special. The only difference is the championship's on the line, but we've seen it. It's not exciting.
No.
We've been through this rodeo about five times a week. So yeah, that was
I
my
get
opinion.
you. It feels a bit like, although it's great that LA Knight finally has that championship, but it still feels like that championship isn't, it's still not elevated enough to be something that people are like, oh, that's the, but to be honest, most of the championships, I guess the main ones, because you're the main champion, but most of the championships don't feel like they're that much of a prestige. Do you know what I mean? Like a lot of the time, the feuds are elevating it. Like the match that I think people are looking forward to is not even one that has anything to do with the championship. So it's like, it's all
Yeah,
kind of
but that's
like,
all the championship is the build up for it to win it, and without having a good storyline or a good tale, it demeans the championship. And because we've seen it every week, it's not exciting. So therefore, the championship's not exciting. I mean, I like that LA Knight's got it. I think he deserves it. Because he's great for the crowd.
He's done a lot of grafting. He's been on every week.
He's been doing it for years. He does deserve it. I think he makes he's a great, like, this person kind of a champion for it. But the storylines he's been given with the same people just keep fighting the same every week. It's just boring. So there's no value in it. So yeah. That's my opinion. I feel like maybe Jacob could win it, because the crowd love Jacob as much as LA Knight at the moment, which I know I enjoy him as well. I think he's great. He's definitely works better as solo artists. We don't want him with solo. Let's be face it. Solo is Apollo's been gone. He's got to be solo. If he's called solo, he should be solo. And
Solo.
well, something
Come
Solo. And
on.
then you got the you got I don't know where he's going. He's
Tell
like, he's just sitting in between them, really, isn't he? He's not really doing much, to be fair.
Nice. Full time.
He had obviously had this match with LA Knight.
Yeah.
But it's nothing we haven't seen again
Yeah.
before. So yeah, that's kind of a hit and miss, really. Wasn't really that fussed.
It's probably nice just.
Like, I'm not fussed for the further part. I just enjoyed that little bit of a
Yes.
extreme rule.
But okay, so let's jump to the love triangle with Roman
Yeah, the love triangle.
and Paul Heyman
Yeah.
and Punk.
And Seth.
Well, you're now trying to add Seth as the fourth wheel on
Oh
this.
yeah, he's definitely getting in the old group of
Yeah.
lovers in there. You know, he's coming in. He's
he
hitting Paul's ass on the way
he's
in.
a he's a voyeur. Voyeur. He's
Oh yeah.
watch he's just watching.
Oh right, he's one of those.
Just watching,
He
laughing
just
at
likes to watch
that.
it. Yeah, he
Yeah.
had a little bit of a touch of Paul.
Oh,
Naughty, naughty,
no.
touching. What we had to watch.
And he's like, I
Get
had
in.
to be here in
Yeah, you have to be there.
Chicago.
There's always one creep who likes to watch, isn't
Yeah, I just had to be here. I had to see what went down.
there? Very good. So yeah, there's a bit of a swapsies around, you know.
Oh,
They're all taking
goodness.
turns with Paul to get to rub
Yeah.
his head or something in the corner.
They all want that wise man.
They all want that bald head to rub.
Yeah. I
Or
mean,
one of those chins. I'm not sure which one.
For me, it's just sort of like, at first I thought it was very random. Like CM Punk was asking for another favor, and you're just sort of like, dude, like, Roman's right. I've made sure that he's able to actually be on WrestleMania. I think I've done a lot for this guy. Like, what,
I don't think the idea is he assumed that was the favor, I
Yeah.
think. He didn't actually say that was the favor, he just gave it to him.
Yeah.
I felt that was more the point, because he kind of suckered him in, didn't he, really?
Well, I guess maybe he
He
was
got what he
just
wanted.
sort of like, well, what more does this guy want? What's his, I guess I'll just throw him a bone. He can be on this WrestleMania thing, even though it's something that I'm always on. As he said, one guy's dream is another man's tech book. He's been like, I have to say, Roman Reigns has been very entertaining, like the
He
most
has been quite
entertaining I've seen
characteristic.
him.
Yeah, he has been good. Yeah, you can see him with his teeth anyway, but he actually smiles quite a lot at the moment.
You're
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
very amused by his teeth, aren't you? You seem
I
to
just can't stop it. This all the Usos and the whole family bloodline, they all go to the same dentist.
Somebody in the family is a dentist,
It's got
possibly.
to be, got to be. They're all getting like a discount or something.
And there's this sport in this work, and then everyone's like, oh my gosh, where did he get that done? And they're
The
like,
only one who hasn't got him is Jacob, and if yeah, Jacob, because he's got too many kids.
he can't afford it because of all his
He can't afford to
kids.
spend all his money.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it seems that I think this is obviously some Easter eggs from before where Paul Heyman has promised this. He's actually said that when it's WrestleMania, when you finally headline, I want to be by your side, I love you, which was a bit
Oh,
like, okay.
so cheeky.
But and you're my best friend.
Love
And
with his friends as well.
yeah, I know. And yeah, he just basically confessed his love for CM Punk and said that he wanted to be by walk down the aisle with him.
It's just going beyond, the professional relationship now,
So like CM Punk, like I mean he basically said word for word what like Paul had said in front of people before in the past, and this is something where it is his first time WrestleMania, so it probably does mean a great deal to him to have Paul by himself by his side, you know. So
Like
it
Paul's wife knows.
what's that?
I said, I wonder if Paul's wife knows.
Oh yeah, and Punk's, you know. Maybe it'll come out like Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor. I don't know, but you know, there's a lot of love there.
It must be,
Roman was
that hypnotic second chin of Paul's that,
yeah.
Roman.
Well, Roman wasn't very happy, was he?
No, he wasn't. He's got. He's lost his wise guy.
Well, I feel like he's losing everyone. He had a
He
whole
hasn't got no
crew.
bloodline left either, has he?
Yeah, he had a whole. His all his family have gone and tried to be like, I want to be solo.
They don't want to be solo, but
They
they've
want to
gone.
go solo, yeah. But you know what I mean? They're all kind of like doing their own thing, and then he's. If he doesn't have a wise man by him, what's he got? It's quite exposed, isn't he?
He's quite scarce, isn't he? He's ain't got anyone left, does he?
Yeah. Because
I mean,
even
who
then,
is
Paul.
left out there? OTC or whatever.
Yeah. Even then, Paul can sort of like fill in for certain things, can't he? You know, when he's not in on the show, sometimes Paul can talk for him.
Maybe Sammy can turn back up and join the blood, join his bloodline.
Maybe, I don't know. He's not. I mean, Sammy was more closer to Jay, wasn't he? So I don't think he'd be alone with him. He'd get in trouble all the time. So it seems like Roman likes things a certain way. He's quite a quiet guy. He's getting a bit louder. I feel like he should team
Got
up.
to, isn't he? He's got no friends.
He should try and team up with Seth. They used to be a team. They're actually good friends in real life.
That'd be an interesting turn.
The two get the Shield back together, and that's the whole thing, because the Shield was started by CM Punk, but he wasn't in it or something. But it was like Seth and Roman were in it, it was someone else. So it's sort of like, yeah, it's kind of a bit full circle. And Seth has been saying, and Roman's right, Seth isn't trustworthy.
No,
Like
he ain't.
any time that's Roman's not there, well, he's all there saying that, oh, I told you, blah blah blah. But then when the Roman's not there, he's all there on the mic bitching about him. He
That's
is.
true.
He's like that Roman, you know.
Yeah, he's one of those, you always get one of those in the office, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little, you know, BITCH.
That
Yeah, when someone's not in the room.
Yeah, that's the one behind the back.
Yeah. So he's not wrong. None, like they're not all wrong. There's a lot of truth said in that as well. But yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the whole hustle and bustle of the promos this week.
Yeah, the promos have been good. They've been better than the matches.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, I guess that's the thing. Like, we're not getting the matches because they're saving it for WrestleMania. So a lot of it is
What's
build up.
so bringing back to the matches, right?
Yeah.
So now they're trying to beef up some new luchador
They are,
who's
yeah.
just come in. Why do we need another one?
Well, because they're quite, I guess they're so popular, isn't it? I think there must be, the reason why we're getting them is probably because word on the street is luchadors are very popular and people want to see them. It was Rey Fenix, right?
I don't mind, but yeah, Ray Phoenix, but why do they, like I've pointed out, how come they get like a pass
Of
in a
what, like
sense of
being pushed.
being just being pushed like straight in there with no like no hustle or bustle to get their way to the top?
Yeah.
I just think they're just given, like as soon as they walk in the door, they're just like handed over the crown.
Yeah.
I actually preferred the wrestler that he was facing. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
Frazier, is it Frazier?
Yes. Yeah, his name's Nathan Fraser.
Yeah, Nathan Frazier. I thought he was brilliant. I thought he was just as good as the luchador guy, Phoenix. I thought he, in actual actually, I thought he was slightly better because he kind of made all the Ray's moves look like they hurt, and you know he was a good one of these people that make other people look good type. So we, you know, we're so highly, I speak so highly of quite a lot. I think he's so much better. I think he was better, and I don't see why he should, to be fair, I'd rather he had the hype.
No, I get what you
Just
mean. I
something
mean,
I pointed out. I just something I.
he's sort of with Axion. And so I
That's
mean,
right, Axiom.
yeah, I guess he's sort of a Spanish wrestler with a mask sort of thing, but I don't know who's
Luchador or
each.
whatever.
I don't know if he's each show. But yeah, like yeah, I thought he was good as well. I don't know. I mean, a lot of these wrestlers are good, isn't it? It's hard for them to know what to do with them. The only thing is if they feel like somebody has a bigger persona, or a lot of these wrestlers that they're bringing in, they have followings before. So maybe Penta clearly has a huge following, so
Yeah, he did.
they
Yeah, I have seen some of the old stuff of Penta's, and you know, I don't have anything wrong with Penta actually. I think
don't.
he deserves to be there. I've got nothing to take away from him. I don't, he's, it's not that he doesn't deserve to be there, and he, the crowd love him, but I just feel like it should be still fair game.
Yeah, like how you how everybody comes in, like some people have to go and graft in NXT for a long time before they can even make it in, so it's a bit unfair.
Oh yeah, he's got all the graft. He's been doing it for a long, long time, and that's why he deserves his ticket. But it's just the amount of, they feel like it's like a biased type of amount of input from the WWE and the commentators especially, over selling really someone who I feel
Overselling.
like should be just given flat ground like anyone else.
Yeah, like in terms of when I was saying about like them having to work their way up, it's just that it's more like even if somebody's got a lot of experience in another company and they've got a huge following. I mean, obviously Jade was one of those people that just came into the main roster, but she still had to do all this weird tag team stuff
Yeah, she had to
before
put the
she was
work in.
able.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, that I feel like they tried to pick her up a little bit at the beginning, but that faded very quickly. And then she had to put in the work. Well, this Penta and the Ray, they've just kept it, the momentum going with all the stuff. But anyway.
There's still there isn't enough story. It's the same with like Motor City when they came in. It's not, there's just not enough story for us to be like, oh, okay, this person's really interesting. And it's just like there's a skill, there must be some kind of skill to it, you know, on how you can, you know, perfectly bring someone in where people are interested from start to finish, rather than just putting someone in and just being like, look, this person's who you've got to look at. Look at this person.
But what about I think Naomi is one of those that didn't get any leg up.
No. And in a way, like, she's obviously getting this sort of like push with Jade and everything, but I feel like.
I think she's done her own work. She looks, coming back to that, I think it was great. I think she looks great, and I like her as a heel. I think she's great. The outfit's fun, the
It's
caution or
great. I love
whatever.
that outfit.
And when she does a like evil stare when she was announced that she's going to WrestleMania with Jade, and that little cackle at the end, I thought that was amazing.
No,
She was
definitely.
great.
Jade looks
I'm
great as
liking
well.
Naomi, you know, more and more as she goes on a bit of her turn. I mean, I'm a big fan of Jade. I love Jade, but this is the way Naomi's taken to this heel role recently, has really got me like interested.
No, definitely. I agree. I think it's very cool. It's really weird in the arena you know, you feel like there should be a bigger reaction. Like I mean, maybe it's different towns and different places, But because, and maybe because she didn't have an entrance in, so it was more like coming from the side of things, that when I saw them live, I felt like they could have got given them a bit bigger reaction. Like these are like Naomi's like, I always thought she was so loved and stuff, and it was like, I don't know, I guess it just depends on city to city, but it's just sort of like they're really taking on the heel thing a bit too much. You're like, yeah, but even if someone's a heel, you still cheer, man.
Someone could be a heel and you still like them.
Exactly.
I
Like, to
mean,
be
it
honest,
happened
like
to me as a
Rhea's a
heel.
heel. You know, she's in between a baby face and a heel, and they were cheering. It's sort of like, yeah, but she's also being a bit of a not a nice person at the same time.
No, she is. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
If everyone the same respects, like, doesn't really matter if they turn heel or not.
Did you like McIntyre's patch? I thought it was very dashing.
Oh yeah, he was doing like a Return to New York type.
Oh, really? I actually
Kurt
think it
Russell.
suits him, that eye patch.
Yeah, do you think so? What? Why
Yeah, I think he
got
looks
that
great
eye
on it.
patch? Did someone
Yeah.
punch him in the face? And
Like a Scottish pirate.
oh, because remember he went through the
He
car
went for it, he got shattered glass in his eye.
and he got a glass in his eye. So
Yeah.
like, maybe that was his whole thing.
I thought he's great. I think
Yeah.
he's like a naughty Scottish pirate now.
Oh yeah, I know. Hot. Okay. But you made that. You pushed that into my mind. Okay.
What's that?
The Scottish pirate. One
Scottish pirate, you're going to be
eye
thinking about that
Scottish
later now.
pirate.
Eh?
One eyed Scottish pirate.
Yeah.
So jokes. So yeah, anyways. Well, I think that's us.
It's the man, yeah.
Let's give this a close now. Thank you very much, Macho Martin. We have enjoyed your input as always.
No worries.
And I've been Emmy Blaze. We always love to hear from you guys. If you're interested in being on the show, please get in touch. You can also get in touch on our Instagram as well. And have a good one.
See you later.